You are listening to the Real Housewives of the Kingdom podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Rogers. In this sweet space, you'll hear from women who are like you and some that are not. We will talk about how God is walking with us through the good and the hard on subjects like marriage, homemaking, friendships, ministry, parenting, and seeking God. You will also hear from me sharing what God is doing in my own heart. The enemy of our souls wants us to feel alone, and that couldn't be further from the truth. So if you are like me and need that reminder, join us as we laugh and cry together, giving God the glory through the stories of our lives. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Housewives of the Kingdom. We are back from summer break, and I am excited to be back. My brother's wedding was incredible. My new sister-in-law is absolutely precious. I just adore her, and she is, I mean, even more than I could have imagined for my brother when I have been praying for my brother's future wife since he was basically in the womb. So I just feel like God is so good as I look at them and as I just think about their wedding and them together. It's just amazing. Her family was super sweet. We just love them. They love the Lord and they're just the kindest people. And we just all had such a good time together. And it was just the best celebration. I just loved being around my family. And it was just such a great kickoff to me and Kev's trip to Europe. Oh my gosh, it was epic. It was even more epic than I could have imagined. We hit 5 countries in 2 weeks and averaged 15 miles a day walking. Believe it or not, that is restful to us. So we love walking around cities and just looking at architecture. We love eating the food and just having such an immersive experience in different cities around the world. That's one of our favorite things to do. And we haven't done it in a while just because of, well, COVID initially, you know, we couldn't travel and for a while. And then now that things are opened up again, it just feels so good, especially because we used to do that for a living. So we used to travel for work and we would travel together. And so it's felt very weird to not go anywhere new or exotic, or even somewhere that we've been before, but is kind of exotic. It's not normal for us to have not done that in this long of a period. So I will talk more about our trip, including how we almost died. Yep, that's right. On our anniversary episode, which will air on September 1st, and me and my hubby will both talk about our trip. So you can tune into that to hear more about our European trip. But, you know, it's funny because people are like, doesn't it feel so good to be home? And that's a really hard thing for me because coming home means my hubby is back at work and we get to spend a lot less time together. But sure, like living out of a backpack and a small carry-on, a traveling light, and jumping between countries kind of quickly so that we can get through our trip, you know, that can be wearing, but at the same time, I love that kind of thing. And realistically, though, as far as vacationing goes, vacation is even more wonderful when you've been working hard. So in that sense, we're home and we're back to work and we will just do our best to work hard and honor God with that. And we can't wait to see what next adventure God allows us to embark on. In 2 weeks from today, I'm going to be doing an episode just kind of talking about things that can hold us captive, even when we trust Jesus. So I don't know if you can relate, but that is something that has just been kind of on my mind and heart. And there's various different things. So tune in 2 weeks to that. The wedding was definitely a sweet start to the summer, and it was just nice to take a break from work with my hubby. And coming home, I just have to say, it feels nice to have like not a ton of things planned. So for us, you know, normally I do women's Bible study through the year. I have book clubs. I have things where I schedule to meet people. And honestly, it's felt really nice these last couple of weeks being home to just kind of have a break from the regularly scheduled program. Because I just think sometimes, even though there is really good things in our lives, sometimes they can kind of take up space and allow us to kind of get preoccupied. And not to say that when you have a lot of things going on, you can't sit and listen to God, but I feel like when you kind of have a break in those regularly scheduled things, it gives God the opportunity to really break in unexpected ways and speak to you and show you things. And so I've really definitely felt that the last couple of weeks. And you may have noticed I have been posting less. I mean, I did post a little bit about our trip, but my job is on social media. If you don't know, I'm a social media manager for Daniel's Woodland. That is the company that my hubby works for as well as a project manager. And it's a really fun, creative job. I love it. They make really cool things. They make tree houses and shooting galleries. And they just made a ride that they opened in Monterey Bay this past weekend. And it's a pirate ride. It's really incredible. And they make also theming for other theme parks that you have likely heard of. And so it's a really fun, creative place to be. I love being with my hubby there. And I like that I get to be creative with taking photos and writing captions. And all of those things are really fun to me. But I have noticed that when I am doing my job, I come back on a weekend or whatever on a Saturday, and I really don't necessarily feel like posting on my own wall. And it doesn't mean that there's not some really great things that are on my heart that I want to share or that the Lord's putting on my heart, but sometimes it's just really hard for me to open up the app and sit down and look at my phone again. You know, sometimes my eyes just get tired from it. I have tried the blue light glasses, but it's just something, and I'm paying attention to it. I don't want to not pay attention to the fact that I'm feeling that way, because I do think I am supposed to be doing this job. And I just wanted to be real and honest with you guys that, you know, it is just me. And I have to be honest with myself too, that there's a lot of podcasts and ministries out there who have literally entire teams and companies of people creating what you see out there. And sometimes when I open up social media and I'm looking at similar ministries or people who are kind of doing what I'm doing, I can begin to compare myself of how am I doing on social media talking about the podcast or talking about the things that God wants me to talk about. And I see the frequency that they're posting, and I see all of these things, and I read at work because I am doing social media for a business and I want those posts to really get seen and to get out there. So I am doing a lot of research in terms of algorithms and all of these things. And so then I come home and I think about my own personal ones, and I can start to almost make it feel like, okay, I must post this much for it to be good. And I don't actually think that's the case, even though sometimes I feel like that. And I just thought I would share that, because if you feel like me, if you have been in that place where you're feeling pressure, like you're seeing somebody in your field, whether it's another mom, whether it's another wife, whether it's somebody in your job field, and you feel like they are doing way more than you're doing, and you don't feel like you can keep up, just a reminder, don't compare yourself to other people. Just, you know, really get with the Lord and ask Him what He wants you to do and how much He wants you to do, because that's all that really matters. So that's what I'm kind of looking at with my my accounts here. Is I want to be real. I want to be authentic with you guys and post the things that God puts on my heart to post without feeling like I must post at 3 p.m. every single Wednesday or something like that. Now, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere with the podcast. I will be airing some really incredible interviews this fall and winter, touching on some really groundbreaking ministries, some tough subjects like sexual abuse and awareness about what's happening with the drug fentanyl. And I will also be doing a series on quiet time with God, which I'm really excited about because I feel like quiet time with God is this elusive thing where people talk about it. They say, oh, I have my quiet time with God. And to those who feel like maybe they're not doing a good job having quiet time with God, they're wondering how somebody fits it into their schedule when they have kids or a job or all of these things. And what does it look like? And when you hear someone say, God speaks to me, what does that look like? And so I think God speaks to us in so many different ways. And I think quiet times with God look so different and they look different in different seasons. And I just want to have some grace, a space for grace in that area, and maybe even give you some good ideas on how to just find time to spend with the Lord and time that won't feel like you're doing it to check something off your list, but actual real time where you're talking with the Lord and allowing Him to fill you back up so that you can get out there and do the things that He's calling you to do.
Hey guys, it's Kevin
and Caroline
Rogers.
As you probably know by now, we love our marriage and are so passionate about giving others the tools they need to truly have a joyful marriage.
It breaks our hearts to know the divorce rate, whether you are a Christian or not, is 50%.
Yikes.
We also know that nobody gets married and hopes to have a divorce.
Exactly. This is why we feel God has given us the motivation to equip as many couples as possible before walking down the aisle.
On our 20th wedding anniversary, we launched an online premarital course. We share our own experiences as well as what God's Word says about marriage.
In it, we go over 5 cornerstones of a healthy, God-honoring marriage and give you tangible tips on how to walk in it. You'll have over 5 hours of video teaching from us, along with downloadable resources to take into your marriage.
We have always loved our marriage and want you to love yours too. If you're getting married and would love to have some great tools to take into marriage, join us today for the course.
Hey, even if you know anyone who is getting married, be sure to share this info with them. Link to the course is in the show notes or on our website,
MarriedRogersNeighborhood.com. While you're busy planning your wedding,
don't forget to plan your marriage. Join us and learn how to thrive and not just survive. For the rest of the summer, I am planning to devote more time to writing. When I took my year off of social media before starting my blog, I wrote a piece a week for my blog. Now, all of those pieces that I wrote have not been published on my blog, and I thought I would do that, but then when I launched my blog, it was smack dab at the beginning of COVID. And it just, there were some posts that just, I just didn't feel like I wanted to share right at that time, or it didn't feel right for the time, you know, just because the world was in a really different place. But I do really enjoy writing. If you've read some of my writing, you may think I'm not great at it, but I would like to get better at it. I do think I do an okay job, but I would like to get better at it. I have some things that I just want to write about, and I want to spend a little more time doing just some blog posts that you'll be able to find on my website, MarriedRogersNeighborhood.com. I'm continuing to study and wrap my head around my word of the year, which is grace. And it was so crazy because when the Lord put it on my heart at the beginning of the year, He said, we're going to start with you. And I thought, okay, grace for myself, fine. And I kind of thought that maybe I would move on to kind of grace for other people more quickly. But what I've found is that is really hard to give myself grace. I am very scrutinizing of myself and I am hard on myself. And the Lord was showing me, if I can't have grace for myself, I will never have grace for other people. If I can't look at myself and not hold myself to a certain standard. I will never be able to look at other people and not hold them to the same standard. And so that has been a journey, and I'm going to continue working on that. And who knows, maybe this word is going to need to last for a few years before I can actually, and I don't know if I'll ever master it, but it's been a really good one, but I'm hoping to continue to kind of do that. I'm feeling definitely even more unequipped than ever to bring any kind of gospel message to anyone. And that's just me being honest. I think that God has called me to do what I'm doing, but I really feel like, wow, I just do not have what it takes. And I'm not saying that to get some sort of sympathy or people to tell me, no, you're doing a great job. That's really not what it's about. It's just this very huge feeling of how I really cannot do it without the Lord. And it is a daily decision to surrender to Him and say, use me today, because I don't really feel like I have what it takes. So I don't know if you are in a place where you are feeling that way, but you're not alone. I've been feeling that way. And it's something that every day I've had to kind of pray through. In fact, I got back from our trip just about a month ago when this airs. So we got home on July 8th, and I thought I might record this podcast, soon after we got home. And it's taken me a little bit because I felt for some reason, I just felt like I couldn't get out and record it. And I know that I have done a lot of episodes and I should probably feel like I know what I'm doing and this is how you do a podcast and all of that. But I'm recording this on July 24th. So that just tells you how long it took me to kind of pray through what I was feeling and just really tell the Lord, I can't do it without you. Because it does not come easy to me, but I'm trying to trust God and just be obedient day by day, not look at it as a big picture of here are all the things that I have to get done, but look at just the next thing, the next right thing. And so I hope that this message, if you need it today, that you take some grace from that. While you will see me less on social media, like I said, I hope that you will see a little bit more of me on the blog. But I am also working on something in terms of writing, and I can't really talk about it yet, but I am excited about it. And I've found that I've been trying to devote time to it, but that's also been difficult. So I need to make some choices of changing what I'm prioritizing in terms of my ministry stuff and posting and things like that so that I can make time to do this writing thing that I know God wants me to do. So you can stay tuned for that, but I'm not going to talk about it for a little bit. We were at church on Sunday. We ran into some friends of ours, a sweet couple who are in their 70s, and we were chatting with them about our trip. And the wife was telling us about how she worked for an employer for 17 years that very much took up a lot of her time. And she made choices where she didn't prioritize certain life things because this employer made her feel like her job was more important than the things that were happening in her life. And she really encouraged us to continue to prioritize things like trips and family and friends and our own lives, even if we're devoted to doing a good job at our job and even if we enjoy our jobs. She said, make sure you don't let a job ever stop you from doing the things that are important in your life and from living life. And I thought it was such good wisdom that I would share it with you because that was just something that's been now, that was yesterday, but that was now just been in my head and in my heart and just such a great reminder. And with that said, this summer, I'm really hoping to stay slow. smell the flowers, have cute nails, wear cute outfits, enjoy the people I love. I want to plan more vacations, give myself more grace, take more time to sit in gratitude over everything God continues to do, and in awe of how He keeps showing up for me. And I really hope the same for you too. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to close in prayer for the rest of this summer. Lord, I come to you right now, and I thank you so much for this podcast. I pray for every listener. I pray that wherever they find themselves, Lord, whether their summer is busy and crazy, or whether it's a slow summer, or whether they are battling something really hard, like a disease or the loss of a loved one or a sick loved one, Lord, I pray over them. I pray that you would just give them peace, Lord. I pray that you would help them to find places to be still. I pray, Lord, that they would find grace for themselves and in that be able to find grace for others. Lord, I pray that you would just go before all of us. Let us shine for you and showing that you are the only reason that we can day in, day out do anything. We can't do anything in our own strength. So Lord, thank you so much for giving us strength to love others. And Lord, we just give you all of these things and your holy and precious name. Amen. All right, friends, that's it for today. I'm so thankful you joined us and hope it spurs you on to encourage someone else. You can find and interact with me at Real Housewives of the Kingdom on both Instagram and Facebook and my website, marriedrogersneighborhood.com, which is linked in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would really appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast wherever you are listening. Just remember, we are in this together. God loves you, and you are not alone. See you next time.